pages is Young Christian's Progress, or Pilgrim's Progress. It tells the story of a pilgrim who is on his way from the City of Destruction to the Celestial City. At first, we find Graceless, later called Christian, in the City of Destruction, which for us is in the world. Graceless carries a big, heavy burden on his back, a picture of our sins. He had read in his book, which is the Word of God,
"All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. And repent of your sins and turn to God. Matthew 4:17.
Graceless called out, "What must I do to be saved?" Evangelist, who had come to the city, heard his cry and pointed him to the gate, which would lead him to the cross and to the narrow way. So Graceless left the City of Destruction and hurried to the gate, a picture of Jesus, the gate, or the door. It is also a picture of us turning away from our sinful way and turning to Jesus, who will help us to do right. Came to the cross where Jesus had died. His burden rolled off his shoulders and was gone forever. Now his name was no more Graceless, but changed to Christian.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Christian also received a role to read on the way, which is the Word of God. He had to give it in at the gate of the Celestial City. He was so happy and gave 3 leaps of joy and went on his way singing.
All of my burdens went rolling away, rolling away, rolling away. All of my burdens went rolling away, down at the Savior's cross. He's like a
on the narrow way, which would lead him to the Celestial City. Before climbing the hill difficulty, he drank from the spring at the bottom of the hill, which is a picture of the Holy Spirit filling us more greatly. This water gave Christian strength to climb hill difficulty. At the Palace Beautiful, he received the armor of God to fight the enemy.
Put on the whole armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Ephesians 6:13.
As soon as Christian descended down to the Valley of Humiliation, he met Apollyon. He had a hard time fighting that big monster, which is our big I, or self. But with God's sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, he wounded Apollyon so badly that the enemy had to flee.
In my heart, Lord, I want
the valley of humiliation, Christian had to walk through the dark valley, where he had to conquer fear, and he had to watch that he would not slip off the narrow way. Faithful, another pilgrim, was just ahead of Christian, and after they had left the dark valley, walked together the narrow way.
When I walk through the dark valley, I will not be afraid, for you are with me. Psalm 23:4.
Christian and Faithful had not walked very long together when they had to pass through Vanity Fair. The people of that place were very cruel to the two pilgrims because they did not want any worldly pleasures and finally killed Faithful. But Hopeful, who had spent some time in Vanity Fair, was so glad that he could leave that place and continue on the narrow road with Christian. After some time, the narrow way was very hard to walk. Because of grumbling, complaining, and discouragement, both were put into the dungeon of Doubting Castle by Giant Despair. Prayer, repentance, forgiveness, and the key of promise got them back onto the narrow way.
Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him, and be strong in your faith. 1 Peter 5:8-9.
At a crossroad, the two pilgrims did not look into the Word of God for guidance, and so the flatterer led them the wrong way and caught them in a big net. Because of their disobedience, they were punished and finally brought back onto the narrow way. Had been easy and smooth, at other times rough and steep. But Christian and Hopeful realized because of tests, trials, and victories, their lives began to change and they were becoming more like Jesus. The two pilgrims had now come into the land of Beulah, a land of great delight. This is the time of very close fellowship with Jesus. It was the borderline of the celestial city. Here they stayed for quite some time, till they had to cross the dark river, death. At the other side of the river, they were met by multitudes of angels and welcomed into the heavenly city. We in the cottage are learning very important lessons for our lives from Pilgrim's Progress. All of us are invited to start on this pilgrim journey with Jesus. He will walk with us day by day, till finally we will enter the heavenly city to live with him and enjoy his fellowship forever and ever.
Jesus, lead me day by day, ever in my own sweet way. Teach me to be pure and true. Show me what I ought to do when I'm tempted to do wrong. Make me steadfast, wise, and strong. Then when all alone I stand, shield me with thy mighty hand. May I do the good I know, serving gladly here below. Then at last go home to thee, evermore thy home to be.
Amen. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful story. Wonderful Bible verses that have gotten into your heart. Jesus is going to make those more and more real to you, all of us, as we put our faith in him and obey him and walk in his way. Praise God. I enjoyed the songs. I especially enjoyed the hand motions. I was sitting there and I was getting quite a cross breeze. So I wish I could sing a song that all of you could use your hand motions. Well, maybe you can clap at least if you like to. Let's sing number 23. That's one of our favorites, Our Great Savior.
Thank you.
children on the grounds, Lord. We know that everyone is precious to you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the good work that has been taking place in their hearts. We thank you for these precious truths that the Holy Spirit is revealing to them. And Lord, we pray that this coming week that your work will just go forward and that you will deepen the light that you're imparting to them. We pray that your Spirit will speak to their hearts, that you'll bring conviction for sin and genuine repentance,
yeah,
and a real opening and receiving Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And those that know you, Lord, we pray that you'll make Jesus more real and precious to them.
Yeah.
And we pray that you will just set something into their lives that will guide them in the path that you have chosen for them, Lord. Keep them from sin and keep them from the world and keep them all for yourself, we pray, and use everyone for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.